If my baby.
Hey, this is Tim Blaine.
Who?
Tim Blaine.
Oh, Tim Blaine, the Tim Blaine Band.
That's the one.
Oh, this is Adam Olin.
And I'm James Wu.
We are the Tim Blaine Band. We are doing interpretive dance inside WMFO in Medford. It's pretty funky. It's great. So I guess somebody's gonna break my heart soon.
calypso. Babylon was the dawn of civilization. Will modern man play the devil's hand to end all of creation? Now we all know the antidote is hiding in plain sight. So darling, let's jump back in bed and dance away the night. Let's dip into your eyes for tangerines kiss.
It's alive.
Not alive, but a live day. It's WMFO's Live Day 24.
It's the annual event we've all been waiting for. It's WMFO's Live Day 24. It happens on June 1st at 9 a.m.
10, count 'em, live local bands starting at 9 a.m., one right after the other. It's nonstop live music on the radio. Who does that anymore?
You'll hear The Teardowns, Andrea Gillis, Peter Montgomery, Rick Barton, and many more.
WMFO's Live Day 24. Catch it at 91.5 FM or at WMFO.org or on your favorite radio tuner app.
Live Day 24, June 1st at 9 a.m. Be there.
Yeah, that was great, but why are we shouting?
I don't know. I thought we were supposed to.
Yes, I know that a fool never learns. don't even know her. Don't you see that a fool never learns? Yes, I see that a fool never
Ooh! comes when our mother called. She had a voice of last year's call. We passed around the phone, sharing a word about Oregon. When my turn came, I was ashamed. When my turn came, I was ashamed. Once when we moved away, she came to round me less for a day. Her Chevrolet broke down, and we prayed it'd never be fixed or be found. We touched her hair, we touched her hair, we touched her hair, we touched her hair. She had her last child. Once when she had some boyfriend, some wild, she moved away quite far. Our grandpa bought us a new VCR. We watched it. Grandpa died in a hospital gown. She didn't seem to care. She smoked in her room and colored her hair. I was ashamed. I was ashamed of her. I was ashamed. I was ashamed.
Hello?
Erica, got your sweats on, girl? Today's speed walking day.
Oh, I gotta take my mom to the doctor.
Erica, your mom is in Georgia.
Dorothy, you're breaking up.
Did I mention that we'll be slowing down when we pass that basketball court where the Fine Brothers play?
I heard that.
I knew you would.
Just give me a minute to put on some makeup.
Sorry, you're breaking up.
Yeah.
Even when exercise is the last thing on your mind, don't give in to excuses. Your sisters can provide the motivation and support you need to eat right, get active, and reduce your risk of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. With the power of sisterhood, there's just no excuse not to live a healthier life. For more information, go to everydaychoices.org. Brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association, the Ad Council, and this station.
Thank you. Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Thank you.
Hello, Medford.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless.
But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand
when you're behind the wheel.
And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving.
Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Tim Blaine. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
All right. How about I just raise one middle